Well, thank you for coming back to those of you online who came back to join us. Silly Facebook, and we post info about licensing, and it still kicks us off sometimes. So one of the ways that you can spread the great news of today and the peace of Christ is by clicking the share button after the video is posted, so that everyone who might have gotten kicked off and not been able to reconnect could please be able to see today's service. So let us pray. God, in these next few moments, may there be more and more of you and less of us. For you, O God, are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Christmas is almost here, and even this year I am still excited. That typically means that company's coming. Many of us usually spend time with family, maybe traveling from place to place. This year, it might look like FaceTiming or what I've started calling Zooming, gathering with each other on Zoom, or time at home with our immediate family. There might be more stress or less in the days leading up to Christmas and the days that follow with time spent celebrating. And there might even, as we acknowledge tomorrow evening with our longest night service, be some time for mourning and grieving and sadness during this time, which is okay too. So as we lead up to this time, if we are having guests, and in the past if you've done it that way, the table goes from being smaller for the family you have at home, and you start to extend this table. I've been here a few years. I had no idea that this little table that sat out in the parlor expands and keeps expanding, I feel like, forever. And so we have the leaf out. There's actually a couple more leaves up here as we prepare for company to welcome our guest. Sometimes we need to add more because company just keeps coming and we make room for everyone at the table, for those who are visiting. Sometimes with family, we experience different matters and happenings, and we need to go to God in prayer about all of them. We may feel like we lift these family members up to God in prayer and that God doesn't hear us, or we aren't sure how and if God is speaking to us. The Bible is full of different family matters, and we're experiencing a big one this week between Mary and Joseph. Let's look to them now to see how they pray and how God speaks to them. How does God speak to us? How does someone so great speak to someone as unimportant as me? And why? Why would God, who created the whole wondrous world, want to speak to me or to you? God's people have always wondered about this. Well, ever since Eden, that beautiful garden where God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day's dawning, they talked together there just like we do, but Adam and Eve broke their relationship with God, and ever since, people have felt that God was far away, and they have wondered.
Where are you, God?
What do you want me to do? What do you want?
Once long ago, but after Adam and Eve, long after, God spoke to a man named Moses. Moses was minding his own business, caring for sheep, when he noticed a bush all lit up with flame, but not burning. So he rushed over to see it, and he heard these words.
Moses, don't come too close.
Take off your shoes. This is a holy place.
From the midst of the burning bush came a voice telling Moses what God wanted of him.
Moses, go down into Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Later, when the Jewish people had escaped their slavery through the Red Sea and were wandering about in a desert, God spoke to Moses from a mountain. There was smoke everywhere and loud trumpet blasts, and then, like thunder with lightning, overcame God's voice. The people were not allowed to come near the mountain or even to touch the edge of it. God spoke to Moses in the thunder, and then Moses talked to the people for God. Once God spoke to a prophet named Ezekiel. Ezekiel had a vision that no one else could see. It was a very wild vision with lightning and strange winged creatures and a throne sat upon by someone of bronze. In the vision, God held out a scroll and told the prophet,
"Ezekiel, eat this scroll."
And he did, and it was as sweet as honey. Have you ever seen a bush all ablaze that wasn't burning? Anybody? Anybody? Have you ever heard God speak in the thunder? I haven't. If God must tell me what I am to do and show me the way to go in thunder with trumpets through wild visions, I wonder if I'll ever hear. How will I ever know what God wants me to do? Today we hear the story of someone who heard God more simply and quietly. Thank goodness. Joseph was a simple, quiet, unimportant man who was engaged to be married to a simple, quiet, unimportant girl. Now, if you've ever awaited a marriage, you know how hard it is to go to sleep. But Joseph had a terrible problem, so sleep came harder than ever. Joseph had learned that Mary was pregnant, and since he knew the baby wasn't his, he thought she'd been with another man. That night he tossed and turned and worried and cried.
"How could this happen to me? To us? What shall I do? Whatever shall I do?"
Finally, Joseph decided,
"I can't marry her. I won't."
And at last, somehow Joseph drifted off into a fitful sleep. But then in a dream, Joseph heard God speak. God said,
"Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for all of this is the Holy Spirit's doing."
When Joseph awoke, he never asked, how could it be that a God who speaks through burning bushes and burning coals and thunderclaps and trumpet blasts and wild visions would speak to me in the dreams of my sleep? Because Joseph listened to his dreams and believed them. And because he believed that such a great, loud God could come to him, little old Joseph, in the quiet of his sleep, speaking softly to his heart, he was able to say,
"Yes, God, I will do what you ask. Yes."
And it so happened that Mary also believed God when God spoke to her through an angel, Gabriel. So even though she was afraid, she was able to say,
"Yes, God, I will help you. Yes."
God wants to speak to us, to tell us how much we are loved, to ask our help in loving the world. What an honor and a privilege that is. To show us the way to live and how to be happy and how to deal with all of our emotions. The God who made the world and who speaks from mountains in thunder, from burning bushes.
Moses.
Out of lightning in wild visions.
Ezekiel.
That same great God loves us and speaks to us, to you and to me, quietly in a dream.
Joseph.
Or to our hearts.
Mary.
Or through a strong thought or feeling, or in the true, clear voice of someone who loves us, quietly, so we can hear and know and not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Listen. Always have your ears open to listen. Listen around you, and especially within you, and you will hear God speak, even to you. Amen.